My dear friends, from this Earth, this galaxy, this universe and beyond, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. I'm transmitting live now on BBS Radio, Station 1, where Douglas Newton is behind the buttons and the keys and all the technology. I want to thank him for this, to be able to do this. And I have two amazing guests. One of them is Isis, and the other one is George Smith from Scotland, from Aberdeenshire. And both of them have been several times on the show before. Without further ado, I want to welcome my dear guests, Isis and George. So let's have a nice, very intriguing radio show with the three of us.
Hello, Martin. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for being here. Yes, Isis. And George, how are you?
Hello, Martin. Thank you very much for tonight. I am very well, thank you. And hello, Isis.
Hi, George. Hi again.
And again.
We've been on the phone last night. It was a very joyful conversation.
We did have a very good conversation, and I was lifted up today with knowing that there are other people like ourselves.
Yes.
So I'm sorry, I can't hear you properly, George, but were you telling me?
I will speak louder. It is nice to connect with people like ourselves.
Yeah. It's nice to do so, indeed. It's nice to have friends upon this level and to this subject. And to talk about what's going on and to discuss the things which are needed to be said and to be told to people to help them and to spread news that GF is very active at the moment and that a lot of people are in need of our help and of our support. And with our, I mean all of us, the GF and what the ETs call including.
Yes, I understand.
Yes.
It is an amazing honor to have you both on the show. And I know that you both have information, Isis and George, that not many people have. You both have access to ETs and ET technology and intel, intelligence from the Galactic Federation, which you call, with an abbreviation, Isis, you call them GF, Galactic Federation,
yes,
of Light.
Galactical,
they are here, and they are eager to meet us.
Yes, they are very eager. I've just met them because where I am living, they are standing outside in a fifth dimension, and they are very, very grateful and very excited to be on the show too.
Yes, because you bring them on, Isis. You are the channel. You are, have the contact, as well,
yes,
as George.
I'm certain he's got the contact as well. Since we've met last night on telephone, I'm certain he has too. And that's very joyful to know and to embrace.
Mm-hmm. George, I have for you an invitation. Some of the interviews we have done on BBS Radio and Finding Voices Radio are already on YouTube, and some people have questions and comments on those YouTube interviews. So George, please go ahead and reply to those questions first before we start to move deeper into the material.
Okay, I understand there have been people ask questions, but because I do not have a YouTube account, I do not know what the questions are they have asked. I have only been told through a second party who has listened to the YouTube videos through having an account. And any of the questions that have been asked, I would love to be able to answer them. So I need to get myself a YouTube account, and then I will answer all questions that are asked.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you want to leave it at this then?
Until in the meantime, that's all I can do. Unless I know any of the questions, then I could answer them. But I do not know any questions that have been asked.
Right. Okay. All right, with that said, then I will help you to set up a YouTube account. And, well, let me start by asking both of you, what is new and what is to be expected in the next couple of weeks and months? And I want to start out with George.
Right. Where I have been coming from on this subject, or where they have been helping me on this subject, has been technology. Technology is the road that they have been leading me, and we have technology here which is going to help the human species here on planet Earth. It's going to make life a lot easier. So this technology will be available to everyone here on planet Earth once whatever is a way to happen happens. But I do not have a time scale of when. I do not know if something is going to happen this week, next month, or next year. Yes. I just think it will happen within the next 14 months. But because there's been a lot of trouble from my side, the people up in the northeast of Scotland, trying to get access to this technologies, and also trying to get me to work with the system to back engineer UFOs, which they have in Scotland, which I will not be involved in the meantime until the planet has come to a peaceful arrangement where we are then at peace and in a loving environment and not a war environment. Thank you. Back to you, Martin.
Okay, so what is your latest intelligence that you can share, Isis?
Well, what I have been told is that within 3 weeks or the next coming 3 weeks, there will be happening a big event in energy. And what I've understood, it's, well, we are all living in the photon belt. People are well aware of it by now, that a lot of energy is coming to us and affecting us into our hormonal system, because the photons are a bit like atoms, a bit like that same structure, and they are affecting us in our light bodies. What is happening is that a lot of people are experiencing things which seem to be very odd to them. They have strange dreams. They've what they call lucid dreams, and they experience a lot of anger or a lot of pain or a lot of problems which they have to be challenged with. And these things aren't there for nothing. They are helping us to clean our bodily systems, not only our physical body, but also our light bodies. And that means that we are able to get into our ascension process, as well as that we are able to face, well, as we might call it, the dark cabal. I do not really like this word, but it seems to be a word that's pretty much acceptable in this world. And so I'm using it at the moment as well. I must say that since a few days, I have been receiving messages from a lot of people who are telling me that they have been faced with a lot of other things and a lot of problems, and as well as with people who are telling them that things will go to happen. And I have been told that a lot of listeners from the other side of the moon, as I would like to call it, are there too at the moment. And I have encountered a few spirits, a few higher levels of persons who are still alive, and they've been calling to me, upon me, and they seem to be in between two worlds. And with that, I mean the light work side of, well, the light work curse, as well as the dark cabal. And, well, as the, at this moment I'm telling you about Intel, a lot of people are seemingly not aware of that, but a few of us are into Intel, and that's not a very nice thing to be in, but we do have to. And what we want to do too is to ask you all to put a lot of light upon us, because we do need that, and we do need the help of our friends of above, but also of our friends of the Earth plane itself, because we are trying to solve the problem from within, and we are not the only one, because from the same side I'm been talking about, there are a lot of people who want to resolve this problem who are still within that kind of material. As I might say so, they are within the dark ball. And that's another thing which is happening at the moment, because there seem to be a little change, and there seem to be the little, well, consternation and a little bit of disturbance inside the same dark ball, like we have never met and seen before. And that's what's happening right now. And I'm very, very pleased to know that, because now we are able to do things we weren't able to do before. And I've been told that a lot of listeners from that same dark cabal are present at the moment to listen to our show, and not only with well, evil meaning, but they do really want to solve it as well as we are doing. And that's an odd change of the present problem, as I might call it. On the other hand, there are people who are not alive at this planet anymore, but are in the higher realms and are waiting for us and are helping us to solve it as well. So we are getting a lot of help at the moment, and that's what I'm very, very grateful about. On this show, I would like to add some techniques, if possible, to people and to advise them to do some things. Well, I might say so that I'm a therapist, and I'm helping a lot of people with abduction problems, and I can do some things for the collective at the moment. But when people want to be guided and helped, well, then at that moment they will need another trajectory. And I know that with me are many more therapists who are able to do so. I myself have been into a lot of, well, how shall I call it, the same things as what my, with my clients have been engaged to. And so I've been inside of the problems which we have been facing with at the moment. And so I'm working from out of that project. Shall I call it now back to you, Martin?
All right, if you wish to. well, anyway, you have just shared some very insightful information.
Yes.
And what I understand now is that from the intel from Cobra, from his last update, I have to admit, however, that
For me, Cobra does not represent the highest truth out there. For me, the highest truth is being presented by Alkesh. And I want to tell all the listeners that you can look forward to a new interview with Alkesh probably at the end of September. But the latest intel that Cobra shared was that the Dark Cabal are in possession of a weapon which is more fearful than an atomic bomb. And as soon as one of the ships from the Galactic Federation, a big ship, enters the atmosphere, they will ignite this weapon, which will destroy most life on Earth. Okay? However, I have been elaborating on this news from Cobra. As I said, he's not the highest intel, he's not the most reliable source. And while I was elaborating on this news, I was thinking, okay, well, the event where we are all waiting for, disclosure is where we are waiting for, has not happened yet. So maybe Cobra has just come up with this information to have a plausible explanation why the event is not happening yet, and just to keep people in their comfort zone. This is just another explanation why it is being delayed.
Well, Martin, if you allow me, I would like to answer some of your points you have just told us. The GF is a very capable organization, mm-hmm. and they are aware of a lot of intel from inside sources. And of course, they are aware of this problem, but they do also have the technology to eliminate this particular bomb your Cobra is telling about. This mm-hmm. is what they are always doing.
Yeah, of course they have far more advanced than the most advanced military in Area 51, 52, the Pentagon. They're nothing compared to what GF has in store. So, George, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I think what's being said here, ISIS is correct. You see, I can only go on my experiences, and when I've been taken on board these crafts, the craft is clinically clean, not clinically like here on planet Earth. It is a cleanliness beyond what we have here. But there is an energy, and this energy is absolute pure love. And that energy seems to ooze even from the material of the craft. It's just beautiful love energy. But these people, when I've been on the craft at different times, one of the times was I was getting an operation, and I put in a complaint because I was getting harassed by the police, and they wanted to know when it started and when was the last time I'd been harassed by the police. But this wasn't any of the superior people on the craft. This was just a worker. And they had a complete file on me. And this file is frightening, would be frightening, I suppose, if you look at it from one side. But for me, I had no problems. It's a file that gives them all the details on me. Everything, and I mean everything, all my thoughts, all my actions, all my interaction with different people. So they were able to check what I had said to see that I had not told a lie. And it came up clean. Yes, what I was saying was true. And they had the technology on the craft to know that what I was saying was right. And they appropriately sorted out the issue. But to sort out the issue, they had to go to RAF Lossiemouth in Scotland and tell them that I had to be left alone. Now, this is technology that people cannot get their heads around. And the Air Force at RAF Lossiemouth said to me one day, they said, this subject is exciting for you. They help you, meaning our friends, our star brothers and sisters. The Air Force said, they help you, but we haven't got an effing clue how this stuff works. And we are missing themselves. They were frightened. The RAF Lossiemouth guys were petrified at this subject. They said, on one occasion, they actually took a jet fighter out of the sky. They rewired the whole jet, they rewired the cockpit and landed the jet fighter at RAF Lossiemouth. And they do not understand how they could do it. So when you can see this type of technology or grasp this type of technology being used against our military don't stand a chance with the technology that the Federal Galactic Federation have got. And I say that we have nothing to play about with our black T-shirts, the cabal, whichever you want to call them. We don't have anything to worry about because the days are numbered. The days really are very, very few now. And what's going to happen to them is going to be history very, very, very soon. I just look forward to this new world when everything is good and we have clean air, beautiful sunshine, good food and love and air from people all around us. Back to you, Martin.
Well, thank you for that, George. And I also agree. I think that the climate will become more moderate. But the seasons will be less extreme, like summer and winter. We'll have a more... Because I think the after the event, the axis of the Earth will be exactly 100 straight into the orbit of the sun, 90 degrees. And besides that... We'll have prosperity funds, and the Galactic Federation will bring this planet back into its pristine condition.
Yes, this is along with us. But we also, because this was mentioned when Martin, when yourself and I were down in Glastonbury. By Patricia, she mentioned that we have to do the work, as in the people here on planet Earth also have to do the work to get this ready. But what is needed is people will need guidance, but we cannot control people. We can only be there to help and show and allow people to have their free will, because we do not want, I certainly do not want to control anyone, because if I did that, we are going back into the same world we have today. And that's not the world I want. I want to see a world where everyone has got everything they need. They're fed, they're watered, and they know everything. They are shared technology and knowledge, and let them decide where they want this path of planet Earth to go, and let us meet our star brothers and sisters, and try and get the people to understand planet Earth is nothing compared to what's out there, the galaxies, the universe, the vastness, the places we could go on holiday, the places we could go and see, and the people and the entities we can meet up with. This is what the big thing is about, getting off this planet and going and taking our place where we should be. Back to you, Martin.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, George. Now, Isis, I want to discuss something with you, but before that, I want to announce to the listeners that very soon I will have an interview with Patricia Corey about The Emissary, her new book. By the way, Donald Newsom has written positive feedback on the back cover of the book. So thank you for that, Donald, if you're listening. And then I want to ask the listeners, my situation is, and Isis can confirm this, officially I have autism, so that means I have a beneficiary from the government. I'm not allowed to have a job, but I'm doing this radio service for free, and I have a very low income, and I can hardly survive, so I need donations from the listeners in order to survive. And it's really true that I have to turn every coin 37 times before I spend it. So please help me via PayPal. Any money via PayPal to mwartenhorst@zeelandnet.nl. martenhorst@zeelandnet.nl. My email address is written on the website of PBS Radio. Please help me, my friends. I really need it. I need to get the show going. So, and Isis can confirm this, right?
That's right, Martin.
You have seen my living.
What's happening?
Yes, you have seen my living situation. Okay. So
I would like to add, if I'm allowed, to the words of George. What's really needed is, as far as my information is reaching, is that people are being aware of their own possibilities to grow, to develop. People are, most at the time, are feeling very sad and very low and feel kind of locked up upon this planet. But in fact, we are not. In fact, we are able to travel. In fact, we are able to reach the highest realms in one split second, if you really want to. I've been talking about this subject the last show, and I would like to add something to it. People do really need to know that when they put their energy upon this subject, upon themselves, and ask the GF, the Galactical Federation of Light, our star brothers and star sisters, to help us, they are really and very grateful to help us. And that counts for all the different levels you have questions about, whether it be financial problems, whether it be family problems, whether it be economical problems or house situation problems or spiritual problems or developing problems. They're all aware of our situation. And the things George was been discussing about, I've been very well aware of that. They do really respect our free will, and that's the reason why they're waiting. They really want to ask them for help, and a lot of people are not aware of this fact, and they're, if I may say so, sitting around and waiting for them to come. But we have to stretch out our arms and to stretch out our questions, to stretch out our love for them. That's how they work. They work from out the perspective of many, many and much respect towards us, and that's how they are behaving towards each other too. I've seen this a lot, and what I've seen is that they're kind of working and living from out a defined sparkle. They've reached the higher realms, but what they've been told me yesterday evening was quite remarkable. Well, we are on a planet which is so important, not only to us, but to them as well. We simply are not aware of the fact that we serve them with our information. I've told you once, Martin, that they can watch us from out of a sort of mirror and from out of a sort of portal, which is very dense. They see a lot of mud and a lot of contours, but the people who are more developed, who are more working from throughout their vortexes, are able to come above, as I might say so, through their light bodies. And these people are able to discuss with them, mostly during night, but well, some of us are able to do so during day as well. When, well, perhaps you remember the kind of level you reached when you were a bit of a daydreamer. Then your brain reaches a sort of vibrational level, which enables you to travel, like in meditation. When you've reached a certain point of development, you have reached also a sort of state of vibrational level, which is necessary to be able to contact with them. The most of the people are able to reach that level. I must say that you need a lot of work to do so, and that's not a big of a problem, because when you really do like to do so, really want to do so, you're able to, and they are really willing to help you as well with that, as long as you ask. When we have reached that certain level of vibrational state we are living in, you're able to travel to them with our, well, light bodies. It is like you're shifting a bit from out of yourself, from out of your physical body, and that you're having a bit of a out-of-body experience. Most of the time, people think that's a pretty freaky situation happening most of the time when you're about to die or something like that. But that in fact, you were out of your body every night. So that's quite some normal situation. And when you aim your focus to them and ask them to get in contact with you as well, it's possible to go over them. That's what I would like to add to the information of George and to the information I've given before, because when you do so, you can help them to tell them about your situation. What about the filing system George was talking about? I'm well familiar with it, because in a lot of cases, they do have got this filing system, because that's when people are able to talk about their situation and giving them information about themselves. And when this connection has been stated, has been made, then they are able to make a filing system about you. Of course, about a lot of people, about every people, in fact, they have got a filing system. But the more details they can get, the more information they can get from you, the more information they can give to you as well in serving you. They serve you, but we are serving them as well. And please, do not forget, we are giving them information, and we are teaching them about our culture, and we are teaching them about how to be able to get over here. And when, well, I would like to add something else too. A lot of people are waiting for them, and a lot of people do have this certain level of consciousness. And one of the rules was a long time, that there was needed a certain minimum level of consciousness so that they would be able to come over down here. Well, most people are not aware of the fact that they have reached already a certain level of consciousness. I've been talking about this problem with the Galactical Federation of Light last night, and they were certainly willing to look upon this problem. And what I've been told is that they have been organizing a meeting about this in the Great Council of the GF at this moment as we are speaking. And that's what I would like to tell about this subject.
Yes, that's wonderful, Isis. And I want to add to what you're saying, and George was saying, that they have a filing system, a record of every human being on Earth. And the reason why they have it, one of the reasons is that after first contact, which will take place about 3 months after the event, after disclosure, that with the landings, after the landings, the people that will come out of those ships will be our personal mentors. Every yes. single human being on Earth will have a personal mentor who is trained and who has all the information about our soul contract, our information, how we have lived our life on Earth. And they will then be very well able to guide us to the ascension process and to prepare us for being into the incubation chambers in inner Earth, where our body, in a time span of 3 days, will have regained full conscious, galactic conscious abilities. And by the way, this information comes from Sheldon Neidl, who has a direct uplink with the Galactic Federation, especially the Sirians. Back to you, George.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I totally agree with you. And when these people, if we call them mentors, to be able to help to mentor us, they've got to be able to understand us fully. Because there is no point of them trying to teach us, or not so much teach, but share and coach us in different areas, if they do not understand what our likes and dislikes are. Because every person here on planet Earth has different likes and different wants and different needs. So the mentors will have to be able to understand these, because to get people raised up in the vibrational level, and just know that a lot of people, they are rising, their vibrational level is rising. I know this by when I'm speaking with people now, and I can feel it. Way back 10 years ago, I'd walk down the street and I would feel a negative energy. But now, when I'm walking in the street or mixing with people, the vibrational energy, there's more positiveness from people. And I just feel that people are just about ready. And I did say I was going to be on radio tonight, and different people were asking questions on the farm that I'm working on just now, and they're saying, what radio is he on? What's he on? What's he speaking about? And someone says, oh, it's going to be ET stuff he's speaking about. It'll be an ET radio. But you see, none of the people made fun of me. But if this had been 10 years ago or 15 years ago, people would have laughed about it and joked and made fun of me. And this shows that people are very nearly ready. They're about ready. And I think now it's, if we had a major craft in the sky, I think people would not be frightened. But we don't want people to be frightened because there's nothing to be frightened of. And it's all going to be good. And this is what we're wanting. So that people's vibrational level will rise and they can focus on, one of the things I've been focusing with people is to realize that the weather is going to be good. Only focus on good weather. And when you see a rainy cloud in the sky, just say, go away. We don't want you here. Go away. Come back at night when we're all in bed and water the plants. But focus for nice weather. And I'm trying, well, I'm not trying, I'm doing it. I'm speaking with people. Say, focus on good weather. And it's only little things. You cannot go into a great big subject like this when people are only trying to grasp what it's all about, because the media have not shared the true subject with people. And really what I'm trying to do is get these people to understand, look, there's life out there, and this life is not here to harm us, it's here to help. Back to you, Martin. Thank you.
Beautiful, George. Thank you. Well, I'm sure that the Galactic Federation is here to help us. I want to ask a question to both of you, and I want to start with George. George, do you think that after the event happened that people like you and me and ISIS and many others will be interviewed by the mainstream media and be taken serious?
100% yes. Because I was on television in Scotland. I was on for 12 minutes. It has sort of, the part I was on has been banned from television in the meantime. But the television company, when they heard my story, did not believe it. And the director said, not possible, not possible. He says, I know everything. I'm at the top end of the media. I know everything that's going on in the world. This is not true. But he said, you gave us enough information. And we did some checks. We did a lot of checks. And I'm thinking, okay, you went to the police, you went to the mental hospitals, and then eventually you had to go to the Air Force to find that what I was saying all checked out. So what the director said to me was, I couldn't begin to go through what you have gone through. This was back in 2007, I think it was. I couldn't begin to go through what you have gone through. But he said, everything has come up true. Everything you've said is true. And he said, we will give you 6 half-hour programs yourself. And what I said was, the time is not ready. It's not ready yet for that. And he said, well, you do know you are going to be back here and speak. And this is correct. Once this event happens, because up in Aberdeenshire, there's over 200 police to be arrested and over 250 other people to be arrested that have been involved with my harassment. And this is the reason I'm down in England, because I'm on the run from the people up there. And these people are going to be arrested. But there will be a lot of arrests around the world. And also people, I understand, in the media will be arrested. And the media will then be run by people who are more open-minded and will allow the true information to come out. And that is where we will be, because we will be there to go onto the television and onto the radio to share our knowledge, which will be, in some cases, downloaded straight from the Galactic Federation, and we will be given information, and we will be like mentors for the people. And that will be done through the media, the television, everything. But at that event, everything will change, I understand. And that is the time I am excited about. But we need to get a lot of people up with their vibration. Understand, yeah, something is happening. Something's happening. Things are changing. But yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Martin. I'll hand back to you again.
Well, yes. And Isis, what is your idea about how the information from us and the physical ETs will be sitting next to us in the post-disclosure process in the television and radio studios worldwide? How will this happen in your view?
Well, what I've been told is that they need people to inform people upon the Earth level, because what will be happening is that a lot of people will be needing guidance, and they will be needing a kind of intermediaries, communicators between the two worlds, as I would like to point out. And what George just told was completely true. I've been arrested many times, but that was in the past. At this moment, we have all reached already a certain level of understanding and comprehension. And a lot of people are perhaps not completely aware of the whole situation, but they really are beginning to understand that there is more, and they are accepting the fact that there are members of the GF around us, but also above us, who are willing to lend and to help to guide us and to change the whole world situation. What George said about arresting people is true also, because I have pretty much inside information about it, that, well, it doesn't take a long time anymore that this will start going to happen. And as I speak, I know, well, since a short period of time, it's already happening. So, but people don't know about it because it isn't mentioned in the mainstream media. And what's happening, what has happened last week, was that certain lights were to be seen on the horizon. We call it Northern Light. I don't know how they put it in Scotland or in England, but yeah,
they call it Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, it's a beautiful word, beautiful expression, and that kind of events are preparing people to accept that there's more, and preparing people to realize that there's going to be a new horizon and to be a new world. At the moment I'm speaking, we are preparing that new world. A few of us are involved in that project, and a couple of people are involved to guide other people as well. They are the in-betweens between the Galactic Federation and the people on Earth. And other people are busy to help to arrest people, other people who are not really that convenient to work with.
Okay. Well, I have to say, my dear friends, that it has been a pleasure to have you on the show. George, can you do in a half a minute, give us a closing comment in half a minute.
Wow, wow. This is the most exciting time we're ever going to live in or have lived in up to now. And it just, it really is absolutely amazing. And every second, it's a case of taking on board, focus on the people around you and watching their actions. But we cannot get involved with their actions. It's just amazing seeing how people are moving around and communicating. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the show, George. Thank you, ISIS. And well, ISIS. And all my dear friends around the world, thank you for listening. And you will be looking forward to an interview with Patricia Corey and another one with Alkesh. Stay tuned. Love and light.